In the Middle East today, Israeli security forces say they began removing several sparsely populated Jewish settler outposts in the West Bank. The Israeli government does not recognize the outposts as legal. We reached NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem for more details.
11 illegal outposts of Jewish settlements in the West Bank were dismantled by the settlers themselves. The army was not involved. And the decision came after yesterday Israel's defense minister, Benjamin Ben-Eliezer, said that 10 of these illegal outposts would be dismantled by today and another 10 in the next few weeks. Settler spokesmen said they came to an agreement with Israeli officials to dismantle at least the 11 today. Only two of those were inhabited. The other nine were empty mobile homes placed on hilltops. Now, I think it's important to make a distinction. These are illegal outposts that are not considered legal even by the Israeli government. The decision today did not affect any of the existing 145 Jewish settlements in the West Bank and Gaza, where about 200,000 Jewish settlers live. Now, most of the international community says those settlements are also illegal. Israel doesn't see it that way.
Linda, why did the Israeli government take this action?
Well, Israeli Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer said that these illegal outposts are not defensible. These are set up by settlers, their own initiative, often after Palestinian attacks on Jewish settlements. And the settlers say the only response to Palestinian attacks should be more settlements. So they come in and put up some mobile homes on a hilltop, sometimes miles away from the existing settlement. And the defense minister said that the Israeli soldiers just can't protect these outposts. Now, some in the Israeli government, some of the more right-wing parties, have said that they plan to fight any further dismantling and have said that they will reestablish some of these that have been taken down. The Peace Now movement, which opposes the Jewish settlements as well as these outposts, says that since Prime Minister Sharon was elected in February of last year, 44 new outposts have been built, 9 of those in the last few months alone. Now, in the past, some of these have been dismantled and then a few months later have been reestablished. And settler leaders said that that's exactly what they intend to do.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, thank you.
Thank you.